I can bring home the bacon fried up in a pan and never let you forget who I am, 'cause I'm a woman. W-O-M-A-N. I'll say it again. 'Cause I'm a woman. W-O-M-A-N. Welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Word of Mom Radio. I am your host, Dori DiCarlo, and you know we are here show after show, week after week, breaking those myths that women who work from home and mompreneurs are just, you know, dabbling in business in between bake sales and getting our nails done. We're smart, savvy business women, and we are sharing our wisdom with each other and empowering each other through these shows and all of the wonderful people that I meet along the journey. And today's guest is one of those lovely women. Mommy Homer is somebody that I connected with on Facebook because she was offering to help others. And I am immediately gravitated to people who open themselves up to empower other women and to share the things that they have learned on their journey and trying to make a difference. So I'm excited to share her, and I just want to let you know a little about her. She's been in business for herself for over 18 years, and she's created 9 successful businesses from scratch. So you can definitely say her journey is not an average one. She grew up with abuse, and it resulted in no self-esteem, no self-belief, and no self-worth. And in her 20s, her world was flipped upside down when her father suddenly passed away. And in the next year, she lost her family because they ditched her. And every friend she had had, an abusive ex-husband decided to leave, and she was totally alone. And that was her rock bottom. And instead of ending it, this massive depression set in, and she found through this depression, the path that she is on now. And she's steamrolling ahead with a clear mindset and a clear mind. And she reinvented herself and reinvested in herself. And, you know, it's a remarkable journey, Moni, and I would love for you to share it with us. So thank you for being here and welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
Well, thank you very much for having me. It's a real pleasure to be here.
Oh, by the way, Moni's in Australia, so we're recording this, and, you know, while it's 3 in the afternoon here, it's 6 a.m. her time. So I'm sharing a cup of morning tea with you.
Absolutely, yes. The sun is shining and the birds are chirping here. It's a gorgeous day on the Sunshine Coast. So, yes, really looking forward to what today will bring.
Well, you know, I kind of read a little bit about you to everybody, but I would love for you to really share your journey.
All right. Well, thank you, Dori. Much appreciated. So I don't like to dwell on the difficult parts, even though I know that it's the difficult parts that gave me the most growth. I have healed myself from what happened in my past, and for me now it is just a story. And I think that's a very, very important point for a lot of people to understand and realize is that holding on to the emotions from our past does not serve us at all. And I share my story these days because I know that it will help others and it will inspire others. But what's important for me is the fact that I no longer have any like emotions or charges on what happened. And I think that's a great place to be able to get yourself to, because you can then use the lessons that were taught. And at the end of the day, that's why we go through things in life, is to learn and to grow. And we can take those lessons and we can use them to push ourselves forward in the future. So, yes, I have had a rough time. I did grow up in a terrible environment, and my parents did the best they could with what they had. However, I did grow up with that. I did grow up, you know, not fitting in at school and being picked on and beaten up and not fitting in at all. But I realized later on in life I wasn't meant to fit in, if that makes any sense. So while I had all those things happen, I know it's happened to empower me going forward. And so that's why I'm adamant about reaching out and helping as many women as I can to realize that our past doesn't equal our future. And it's really just all the fuel we have just to keep propelling forward. So.
Well, you know, it's funny. I don't think that we are born to fit in. We are born to stand out. And I think it's, was it Marianne Williamson who says, when you shine your light, you give others permission to shine theirs. You know, it doesn't serve anybody when you hide your gifts and your talents. And so good for you. So in the notes that I have with you, you talk about NLP and how it transforms lives. What is that, and how do you feel it transforms lives?
Okay, so NLP stands for Neuro-Linguistic Programming, which is really technical. However, it just comes down to being language of the mind. Now, for my journey, I was a searcher. I was somebody who wanted to find the answers that I needed. And when I was in my 20s and my 30s, I struggled with that. You had people come to you all the time and saying, you know, to have other people love you, you must love yourself first. And that was all well and good to be said, but nobody was telling anybody how to learn to love yourself, because if you're not taught that when you're a child, you don't know these things, and you don't know, and so it gets put in the too hard basket. However, I was a searcher because I knew there was more, and I kept looking. So I found Tony Robbins. He was my first experience with personal development, and I followed Tony Robbins for years, absolute years, before I took any real action to go see him live or anything like that. I listened to his tapes, I listened to his books, which I know a lot of people just do that. And for me, it wasn't enough, but I used excuses like I was living in New Zealand at the time and I couldn't fathom the extra expense to go over to Sydney to do his event. So I used that for an excuse until I moved to Australia and that excuse was gone. Anyway, to cut a long story short, I ended up going to his events, and I went to several. And with every event, I grew a little bit, because he uses NLP in his event. That's his main, one of his main things that he uses. And I grew a little bit, but it still wasn't enough. I still wasn't getting my self-confidence and my self-esteem and my self-belief up. And so I'd been taken on this little journey with NLP with a few experiences, and I got curious, so I looked further into it. And before I knew it, I'd signed myself into these courses that I actually didn't really want to do, because I didn't see the value of them to start with until I went. And when I went and I realized the power of NLP and what it can actually do for you, it absolutely changes your life. It completely removes like negative emotions such as anger, sadness, fear, hurt, and guilt. And when I say remove, it's the emotion, those emotions. You no longer have them. You still have them as you need them going forward. So, you know, in situations where, let's say, somebody passes, unfortunately, you're still going to feel that. However, it's not going to be as devastating as it may have been from your past, if that makes any sense at all. It's just, yeah, it has blown my mind. It has completely transformed my life and the lives of so many people around me, because we now have no emotion from our past, and we can just go and we can just stay in our lane and be focused and just push through. So that's how it's transformed my life, and it's transforming lives all around me. I see it every day.
Can you give me some kind of example of what you're talking about?
Yes, I can. I can give you many examples. My personal experience is that I now have my self-worth. I now have my self-belief. I now have my self-confidence, and I do truly love myself. If you've ever done affirmations, if anyone out there has ever done affirmations and you've sat there and you've focused and you've meditated perhaps and you've gone, I am good enough. I am amazing. And that little voice in the back of your head goes, no, you're not. No, you're not. You're not good enough. You can't do this. Well, see, this is what is your unconscious mind speaking. And so you could continue to do those affirmations for weeks and months and years, and finally it would break down that unconscious mind belief. However, whilst that belief is still in your unconscious mind, it's going to be very, very difficult for you to be able to make this work. And so a great example of NLP is that we actually get rid of that little voice. We take that little voice out. The little voice that now plays in my head is constant, and it goes, you are amazing. You are incredible. You've got this. You are outstanding. And that's such a much more powerful place to be in than just, you know, the no, you're not, no, you're not. I've had people come to me who had been in the same job for 19 years. One lady was an accountant, and she was shy, and she had no self-esteem and no self-confidence. And we worked with her over 8 sessions, and we built her confidence to the point that she went and applied for a senior position in her company. And when she was in that job interview, they said, yes, you've got this job. We absolutely want you to have this. However, with the changes we've seen in you, we would like you to apply for the CEO position. And do you know what, Dory? She absolutely got it. She nailed it. So 3 months,
wow.
She started with no self-confidence. She got the CEO job of her company, and she's still there today. These are the kind of results that NLP can bring you.
It's really amazing because I don't think people realize that words can actually hit harder than a fist. You ever heard that expression? You know, those things that you hear the other, you know, my father used to say horrible things to me when I was growing up. And every once in a blue moon, something my father said will pop into my head and I literally just stop it right there. I don't even let the thought finish.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, why am I even going to think about that? You know, the PS of my father, he's in a nursing home. He has Alzheimer's. We actually just got to see him the other day. I took my aunt up to visit with him. And, you know, I was happy for him because he actually had a couple of words. They didn't really make any sense, but he was actually saying a couple of words. And he lives in his own little space in this, you know, and for my brothers, it's kind of poetic justice that he is where he is. And I'm like, you know, I don't look at life like that. It is what it is, and whatever world he's in a happy place, and I can either dwell on what went on, or I can just move forward and model for my children what I think should be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I never talk to my kids about the horrible things my dad said, because they never needed to know that. Mm-hmm. Why would, you know, as opposed to people that, you know, it's funny, sometimes I think we perpetuate the stereotype we have in our own head of ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and kind of giving ourselves permission not to move forward in things like you were talking about before, you know,
yes.
of not going to the seminars and things. And I don't know, you know, people ask me all the time, you know, why, you know, how do I I'm always in a good mood and I'm always sharing positive messages. And I just choose joy is the reality. You know, feel myself, and I don't know if this has anything to do with NLP, but I just know that for myself, when I feel those, anytime a negative thought starts, and you know how you can go down that rabbit, you can spiral down that rabbit hole, and I will literally just stop and be like, why would I think of that when I can think of this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I just kind of shift where my thoughts are going to go, you know,
mm-hmm.
but and really honestly, it rarely happens that I go down the negative rabbit hole. But I think it's an easy trap for people to fall into because sometimes the negative stuff is harder to believe than the good things, you know?
A lot of the time too, Dory, is that they don't even realize that they're doing it. I know for a fact with working with my clients and myself, there's been times I have behaved in certain ways, I have made certain decisions, and I have done certain things to self-sabotage things that I was doing without even realizing I was doing it at the time. And this is because it's your unconscious mind's job to be successful. That is what your unconscious mind is programmed to do. So if you have programmed at a young age something in your unconscious mind along the lines of I'm not good enough, for example, or I'm not wanted, for example, then your unconscious mind takes that as pretty much true. And it spends the rest of your life, rest of its life, proving to you and finding ways to show you that you're not good enough and that you're not wanted. And so you will behave in certain ways and do certain things that will bring that into your life, if that makes sense. And this is what I don't realize.
It completely makes sense to me. It's that self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yes.
And if you say you can't, you won't. And when you tell yourself you can, you will. As simple as that. It's that little red engine. I think I can. I think I can. I think I can. Trying to go up that hill. And then, you know, gets up and it's like, I thought I could. I thought I could. I do, you know. And that's the whole thing. Thoughts are things. I tell it to my children all the time. On that note, we're going to take a quick break to thank our fabulous sponsors here on Word of Mom Radio, and we will be back in just a few minutes.
Hi, it's Dori DiCarlo, founder of Safety Bags, Inc., a line of clear bags and backpacks there to assist with safety issues in schools, offices, airports, different workplaces, public venues, and sports arenas. Both professional and college sports have now adopted a clear bag policy. Anything larger than the palm of your hand has to be clear. With that in mind, we've launched stadiumbags.com for the dedicated sports fan and more. We've been featured on GMA's Deals and Steals, on AsSeenOnTV.pro with Kevin Harrington, the original shark from Shark Tank, Worldwide Business with Kathy Ireland, InStyle TV, and more. Our clear mini backpack, mini messenger bag, and tote bag in four colors meet the size requirements for both pro and college sports. You can visit us at stadiumbags.com, and you'll see why we're the clear choice, because safety, it's in the bag.
I told my boss I was terrified to face the day. He told me the roads were clear, to man up and get going. Before I knew it, I had a full load of the wildest, most savage creatures on the planet. They came prepared today. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words are the only weapons here. Insulting gestures are bee stings ripping away at my confidence. Whispers create laughter, and I know I'm the only joke here. My heartbeats turn into a bass drum, sending shockwaves through my chest. The numbness in my arms can only be compared to their numbness to my feelings. Everyday abuse leaves scars that last forever. 32 years on this planet, all broken down by 32 elementary school kids.
This is Kelly Carius from No Such Thing as a Bully, reminding you that anyone, even teachers, can be bullied. For more information about what to do about it, call 403-447-4404. Or go to nosuchthingasabully.com.
And we are back here on Word of Mom Radio. I'm Dori DiCarlo, and I am here talking with Moni Homer, and we are talking about neurolinguistic programming and how our thoughts can propel us or hold us back. It's you know, and it's an amazing thing because have you ever seen the video Validation? If you haven't, no. Go to YouTube and you search it. It's called Validation. It's a 16-minute short film. And the crux of it is this guy who, you know, when you go to the mall and you get your parking stamped, validated, this guy walks in and he's like, you know, I'm here to get validated. And he looks at him and he's like, you are awesome. You're amazing, man. You can't believe how great. And, you know, and at the end he stamps it validated. And it's just a great short film. But it's true. You know, our thoughts can move us forward or hold us back. And, you know, I just applaud that you are shining a light on this. And I want to ask you about Tall Poppies Rising.
Mm-hmm.
And have you share that with our listeners?
Sure. Okay, so in Australia and in New Zealand and also in the UK, there's actually a syndrome which is called Tall Poppy Syndrome. Now, what that actually is actually a known term for people who rise up. So they rise up, they show themselves, they shine their lights, they do something, you know, more than the average person would do, if that makes sense. And they might be in business, it might be in sporting, it might be in anything. And unfortunately, in Australia, New Zealand, and the UK, there's people that will try and cut people down. They will do whatever they can to cut them down, to knock them down, to get them back to where they're at, say things, do things, whatever it takes to, like, knock them down. And yeah, in Australia, New Zealand, it's called the Tall Poppy Syndrome. Now, I've always been a tall poppy. You talked before about fitting in. You're right. I never fitted in because I know that I'm meant to stand out. And I'm 100% confident and certain about standing out these days, and I love it. However, there was many, many years that I didn't realize this, and it was my goal to fit in and just be wanted and liked and loved. And I always stood out, so I was always getting cut down. And I was always allowing the opinions of other people to drag me down. And, oh, my goodness, what would they think? What would they say if they saw what I could do? I had one example where I wrote a book and I got it all online and everything. I wrote a book online and then I had my husband's family sort of like say, oh, you can't do that. That will upset the family. And I pulled it down. I pulled it down because I was more afraid of what they would think than actually putting it out there and actually doing something with it. And so that's why I developed Tall Poppies Rising, because we've got stuff to get out. We've got stuff to do in this world. We've got, you know, milestones to reach, and we've got the ability to do it. And so I want to help those women. I want to lift them up. I want to help them stand tall and be proud of who they are and know that they can do anything they want to do. And so that's why I created Tall Poppies Rising, because it's about lifting people up, not dragging them down. And that's why I have Tall Poppies Rising.
Interesting. I can't believe that it's a syndrome. It's amazing. And I see it all the time. I think that people knock you down because it feels so much better for them that they see you being successful. If they can knock you back down, it kind of makes them feel better about not striving farther or working harder, and which I'll never understand. Because to me, if I win, you win. If you win, I win. It's part of why we have Word of Mom Radio, to empower women, to encourage each other, to share the things that we've learned along this journey. So I really applaud you, and it's why I reached out to you, because I love that this is what you do, that this is part of your mission. And I want you to share, really, your mission for your business.
Okay. All right. So it's only a small one. So my mission for 2019 is I want to help and I want to lift up 1 million women. So I am going all stops. I am just going all out to do this. I will do whatever it takes. I know I will make it. I know I will do this, because when you put your intention out there, the universe provides, and so I will achieve this. So 1 million women, I want to help, I want to lift up, I want to inspire. And so I've got, you know, obviously a lot of work to do ahead of me, but my passion is there. I am, you know, 100%, you know, in there doing this, working my tail off to make this happen. So, yeah, 1 million women, that's the goal. So here we go.
Well, I think it's an amazing goal, and any way that we can help, share your mission, share what you are doing through our social media networks, through the show. I think what you are doing is a wonderful thing. And how are you looking to inspire them and uplift them and you know, make a difference for 1 million women?
Okay, so we've got several things on the go. We have my YouTube channel, which is really, really starting to take off. Now, there's over 100 videos on there of, like, inspirational subjects from all kinds of things, anxiety, depression, business building, entrepreneurship, family issues, relationship issues. There's a whole heap of videos on there. Simply by watching one of those videos, you can gain, you can grow, you can learn from those. That's one way. I have my website. I have my Facebook pages. I am really, really active on social media. So there's ways that you can follow me on social media. And you know what? It's just, you know, it's just like listening to me, listening to my coaches. I've got coaches underneath me that could work with you one-on-one if you really want to get into your unconscious mind and get this stuff out once and for all so you can fire. There are so many ways that you can interact with myself and my team at Tall Poppies Rising so that we can reach out and help you. It doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter what it is, whether it's business, whether it's life, whatever it is, NLP is the answer to what you've been looking for, and we're here to help. So whether it's watching a video or working one-on-one with one of our coaches, there are so many ways that we have in place to be able to help lift people up.
You mentioned getting in touch with you. So let everybody know how. Your website, your social media channels, your YouTube channels. We'll post them as well.
Yep, absolutely. So there's my website, which is tallpoppiesrising.com. There is my Facebook page, which is Tall Poppies Rising. I have an amazing Facebook group of nearly 4,000 women as well, that where people will pump you up and, you know, and help you out and answer your questions. The YouTube channel is obviously Tall Poppies Rising. And just, yeah, any social media. I'm on Women Helping Women Entrepreneurs Group. I'm on there a fair bit. That's where you and I met, Doreen. And I'm in there and I'm helping in there as well. So there's many ways you can get hold of me. Just reach out. I mean, yeah, I'm open to anything and everything. So just reach out. I'm right here.
And it's Tall Poppies, P-O-P-P-I-E-S, correct?
That's correct, yes. Tall Poppies Rising.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure everybody had it spelled correctly. And I really encourage you to reach out to Mani, because she really is sharing such a wonderful message, and we all need to encourage ourselves most of all. You know, it's funny. I was talking to somebody about it who's struggling with some things going on, and I said to her, I said, you know, sometimes the things we say to ourselves are worse than anything anyone else can say to us. And she just stopped, and I was like, but that's the whole thing. I said, you are telling yourself that you can't do this. Mm-hmm. You don't need anybody else to tell you you've bitten off a big chunk of something. You are already fighting with yourself over it. Mm-hmm. And that's the toughest battle of all,
mm-hmm.
is turning off your own negativity and your own thoughts that are stopping you from being your best self. Do you have any, I don't know, as especially the holidays, something mm-hmm. that people can carry forth with them as they're moving forward into this new year?
Okay, all right. So some tips, some advice. Okay, so can I just touch on that validation thing that you brought up earlier?
Yes.
It's number one lesson that, I mean, we're all learning. We're still growing. And even myself, where I'm at, I'm still growing and learning all the time. So one of the biggest lessons I learned this year is about giving yourself the internal validation rather than looking for external validation. Because if you're not giving it to yourself first, then you can't really rely on others to do that. And I actually had a situation in my life where I had somebody that was giving me all that validation from the outside, and I stopped looking for it from my inside. And all of a sudden that person was gone one day. And it was like, now what? Do you know what I mean? So it's what's mm-hmm. really, really important is that you start looking internally and you start giving yourself that own validation. You are good enough. You are worth it. You can do whatever it is you want. All you have to do is just choose to believe and choose not to suffer. And that would be my biggest, you know, piece going forward, Dori, is just choose not to suffer. Life is too short. Go out there and get what you want.
And on that note, thank you so much for being here with us today. Again, follow Mani, it's tallpoppiesrising.com. You'll find her on Tall Poppies Rising throughout social media and her YouTube channel. Be inspired. Be inspired, because it's really true. We need to be our own best friend and take care of ourselves. Self-worth, self-love, self-care, it's not a selfish thing. It is not, you know, so many people grow up in that thought that, you know, that means you're conceited. That means that you're putting yourself before everybody else. But the thing is, if you don't take care of yourself first, how are you going to take care of somebody else? You know, you're worth it. You are worth the same time you would give to someone else, and do that. So I thank you so much. I'm so glad that we ran into each other on Facebook, and I so look forward to continuing this journey with you and sharing what you are doing and helping that mission of the million women that you are going to inspire. I'm one of them, so, okay, you can cross off one. Now you're just down to 999,999 more. And hopefully lots of... Well, on that note, again, everybody, thank you so much for being with us here today on Word of Mom Radio. We look forward to sharing so much more with you throughout this new year, and we thank you so much for being with us. And so this is Dori DiCarlo saying, go out and create a marvelous you. Bye for now.
Bye for now. And please join us tomorrow night, Friday, January 18th at 10 p.m. Eastern Time for a live show, Moms After Dark. It will be Dori and me and lots of the great women that you've gotten to know over the years here at the Word of Mom Media Network and Word of Mom Radio. And we're just going to chill out and talk about the joys and trials and tribulations of being mompreneurs. And next Monday on Music Monday, we'll be sharing Sharon Leah, a great indie rock musician that we met through Kelly Lewis, and really excited to share her story. For today, be happy, be healthy, and most importantly, be yourself. And we will close out with Kelly Lewis and Wendy Kilman, the Smith Sisters bluegrass song, She Is You.
She is sure,
she is sure,
she is strong,
she is strong,
she is true,
she is true.
She is brave,
she is brave,
she is bold,
she is bold,
she is you,
she is you, she is you,
she is sure,
she is sure,
she is strong,
she is strong,
she is true,
she is true.
She is brave,
she is brave,
she is bold,
she is bold,
she is you,
she is you, she is you, she is you.
Sure of herself, yes, she takes care of biz, powerful and strong. Yes, she knows who she is, has integrity, woman strong and true. You know her by name, see this woman is you. She is sure,
she is sure,
she is strong,
she is strong,
she is true,
she is true.
She is brave,
she is brave,
she is bold,
she is bold,
she is you,
she is you, she is you,
she is sure,
she is sure,
she is strong,
she is strong,
she is true,
she is true.
She is brave,
she is brave,
she is bold,
she is bold,
she is you,
she is you, she is you, she is you.
Adds value and hope, has proved to be brave. See, it's never too late, never time to behave. Reaching for dreams, doesn't matter the age. Believes in herself, unleashed from her cage. She is sure,
she is sure,
she is strong,
she is strong,
she is true,
she is true.
She is brave,
she is brave,
she is bold,
she is bold,
she is you,
she is you, she is you,
she is you. She is sure,
she is sure,
she is strong,
she is strong,
she is true,
she is true.
She is brave,
she is brave,
she is bold,
she is bold,
she is you.